This is alien theorists theorizing. This is the second time we recorded this, but welcome to the podcast number one of Alien Theorists Theorizing, ATT for short. Episode one, Are We Alone? So
that's the question.
We're going to discuss on this podcast all things supernatural, conspiracies, crackpot theories about the world and the universe, anything we can think of. Before we get going, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Dan. We came up with the name together in Thailand because we were watching Ancient Aliens, and the crazy guy always says, alien theorists theorize that, and yada, 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 goes into his speech. And we're like, who are these alien theorists? And we thought that'd be a great name for a podcast, and here we are, Alien Theorists Theorizing.
I like it. Well, we might as well start it off. I mean,
who's hosting this thing?
I don't know. Well, I'm Braden.
I'm Scotty.
Also, no, you're supposed to say you're Mr. Conspiracy.
Mr. Conspiracy.
That's me.
And I'm Zell. Going to be putting Scotty to the test, or Mr. Conspiracy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with one close to home.
Well, I got a crackpot. I got
Let's just get right into
it. I'm almost into it. Okay, so I had this dream, and then this dream turned out into a universe theory. I got to do some background information before I kind of explain it to you. Okay, remember in Interstellar when they're talking with the black hole or the wormhole, and they're like, well, isn't it flat? But they're like, well, a three-dimensional circle would be a sphere. Okay, so remember that. So I had this dream, right? And this dream started off, I was fucking in deep space, man. Deep space. Just floating. I don't know why. I was just there. It was a dream. It's crazy. And I started falling like I was being sucked back to the earth. And I was falling so fucking fast. Just flying through the universe. And then I came into earth, flew into the atmosphere, and then just kept going, like shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And I just went right through like everything. And then I had this, like, I woke up with this, like, thing. I was like, man, imagine if all black holes and, like, what if, like, the Earth is just some sort of, like, three-dimensional, like, wormhole that just elongates in the middle, because you can go infinitely small as you can go infinitely large in the universe.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's a pretty crazy theory.
Isn't that a crazy theory?
The three dimensions, though, I think they... Scientists say it's more like a nine or something like that, but we can only visibly see three.
Like I was thinking Earth is then more like it's a sphere, yes, that you can fall into, but then it's like a tube, right? And the tube goes and goes and goes and goes, and you're just seeing what's around, right? And like that was, I had this dream. I was like, oh, man.
That's a pretty awesome dream.
I was like, I got to tell these guys, this is perfect material for this podcast. And it just blew my mind. Like I sat there in bed for like half hour just being like, whoa, like. This is some stuff that would happen if I did drugs that I just had happen. I was like, whoa, it's crazy.
Anyways, that's awesome that you remember that dream, because I never do.
Usually. I wrote it down right away.
That's the way to do it.
Write your dreams down? Dream journal?
If I had a cool one, yeah.
There was actually a documentary, I think it might have been from like the 80s or 90s. I had Morgan Freeman narrating, and it did that. It went 10 times, like 10 times at a time, like bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
It was part of the... The IMAX
box set.
IMAX box set.
And it started at the Earth and it went like tenfold bigger and then tenfold bigger to like this you're in the universe. And then it went straight back down to Earth and then went to like microscopic like 10 times, 10 times, 10 times.
10 times zoomed out. 20 times zoomed out.
It's like your Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's my Morgan Freeman. Not so good.
That's pretty good.
Anyways.
Donald Trump, let's hear it. Huge.
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 Build the wall. Huge. Okay.
All right, Mr. Conspiracy, you got something for us here?
Yeah, well, we might as well start off with one close to home. I don't know if you guys have ever heard Karina's amazing true story.
Is that the woman?
Is this girl from Vernon?
This is the girl from Vernon. Yeah, that was traveling the back roads, and her friend were, which as she calls, abducted. Mm. And now, I've listened to the story quite a few times, and they're traveling stargazing, and they're going down the back way to Vernon. I guess back way to Kelowna, whichever way you're coming from. And they noticed bright lights in the sky, and they noticed that it came down and landed on the road in front of them. So they stopped, got out of their vehicle, and when they were outside their car, they realized like they could see that there are people now. There are beings in the light that they can see the shadow of. she said that they both went to go and try and get back in the car, but it was like they couldn't. They paralyzed. Couldn't do it. Yeah, they couldn't do it. And so they were freaking out. And yeah, they finally get back into the car and everything calms down. They don't see the light. They don't see the beings anymore. But in her story, she says that in the time from they got out to when they thought they'd gotten back in, should have been about 5 minutes. And she says that there was an hour gone by on the clock in the car. So now they're both a little frightened. They drove home, whatever. And I said they didn't drive straight home. She says that they drove around because they saw what they thought was the light again following them. So they drove around until they didn't see it, went home, whatever. They sleep it off, wake up. And Karina's children had strange burn marks on them in the morning after she saw this.
Her children. Were not with her. They were
not
back at
with
home.
Her. They were at home in bed.
That's weird.
That's a little strange. I mean,
I was really liking the story until the children part.
I've heard the recording of her tell the story. I would love to get her on the podcast to just tell it because I honestly think like
I've never heard an eyewitness account like that.
No,
of
me
abduction.
Neither.
I've just heard about them on the internet.
I think I could call bullshit way better if someone was in the room.
You can read
with
their
me.
Face.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Is
because I could ask
just hearing the voice.
You do drugs. Yeah. You do drugs.
Smoking. Okay. Having told that story, what do you believe?
I mean,
first of all, do you believe in alien abductions? Period.
Of course, I do. Yes. Okay. I do because I've got some other accounts on here that make a little strange, but this one, yeah. It's up in the air for me. I don't know.
I just always think
it kind of fits with other abduction stories, though, as the aliens always come. There's always a bright light, and it paralyzes you, and you can't do anything about it.
Loss
of time. And sometimes you get your memories back if you have, like, hypnosis and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess she – I don't know. Has she?
I don't know.
I don't know what the story is about that far.
I don't –
So that part of the story kind of fits with other – they call them the grays. Hey, the 3 to 4 foot little aliens with the big beady eyes.
Yeah.
Come down. They paralyze you, and they experiment on you. Sometimes they say they put like implants in your body and like weird alien artifacts and then send you back and you have no recollection. You just know you've been taken. You just have like partial memories.
We should just touching on, I want to keep talking about this story, but we should do a podcast where we strictly talk about all the like different alien species that people claim are out there.
Well, we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, we'll save that for another episode.
I don't know. I think they said there were like they said several confirmed that they've met or something. Yeah. Or they say they've met.
In that
like 7 or 8
in that Blue Planet project or whatever,
yeah.
Doesn't he say that there's like 140 something species that they know of?
We only made contact with some, and several. The rest are coming from them.
I see. Okay.
Here's my thing. I'll weigh in. I'll be a little bit of a devil's advocate.
Of course.
My thing is is like, do they not have any fucking better things to do? Like, first of all, they have to come and pick you up. Do they not have some sort of like, fuck, man, we can do a body scan on someone and shit? Don't they have some fucking portable beam thing? Just be like, oh yeah.
Well, that's the thing, man. They might not. They might be looking for something. They might be trying to find something that we don't even know, haven't even come across, have no need for it.
This
don't
is
even
like,
know what it is.
This is the scratching point of the whole theory.
Yeah,
like the whole like the modern day theory. We're not going to get into it this episode. Is with like the governments and they have made pact to exchange technology in order to abduct their citizens to do tests. Like they say the government knows about it. But let's not go that far yet.
Yeah.
Let's just stay with abductions.
Let's stick to the question of, are we alone? So let's get back to that. Scotty, Mr. Conspiracy, are we alone?
Okay, let's go.
Are we alone in the universe or are we alone on the planet?
We're not alone on the planet.
Let's start with the galaxy. The universe is too big. Let's say our observable galaxy.
Okay. I like it.
If we start with the science behind it, they've now, with that Kepler telescope?
Yeah, the Kepler.
They've identified hundreds of potential planets in the habitable zone, but like the same distance between the size of sun and the distance, like the ratio the same as Earth to our sun.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of planets that possible in the habitable zone could have life.
Yeah. I was reading a few of those, looking at that.
So I think it's probably more like thousands, actually, but they've actually explored hundreds.
Well, they say that our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is a young galaxy still, don't they?
Yeah, I think we're
a fairly young galaxy.
If you talk about like 14 billion years old or whatever.
I mean, compared to some others, who knows, man, could be billions more, right? But we're a fairly young galaxy. Maybe our galaxy just, there's nobody in the galaxy yet that's had the technology to, Actually, you want to
let's go.
There has to be.
Let's go with that. Let's go with it because there's different scenarios. There's we are the only fluke instance in the entire galaxy to have the perfect conditions for life, or conditions for life exist on multiple planets. There's like
there has
like
to the be
two
a life
broad
on Earth.
Spectrums.
Yeah, 100% life. Man, life in the words of Dr. Ian Malcolm, life will find a way.
I agree. Well, I 100% agree that life in some form, we can't be the only.
What's that acid, that really bad acid that eats away at your skin?
Sulfuric
acid. They've found that there is living organisms that can survive in that type of acid. If it can survive in that type of acid, why can't life survive a couple hundred thousand miles closer to the sun? Can survive in the fucking freezing coldness miles and miles deep in our ocean. If something can survive that, why can't it survive anywhere else?
I'm going to make a life goal right now that I hope in our lifetime they just find life, even fucking microbes.
Anything.
Just something to
I want
the building blocks
I really want
of life.
Yeah.
Is what I'd like to see. I would love to have visitors come and be like, you know, like you can't help but hide it. You can't help but not hide it.
Yeah, they just come everywhere.
For me, that's like, if they're hiding, if this is a huge conspiracy cover up and they're slowly releasing it to the public, maybe that's what they're doing. I hope that in the next like 10 years, let's say that we get an official statement from like the UN that says we are not alone. They have been coming here for a very long time. They mean us no harm. Because you think if you're such an intelligent species, like we're like a young species and we're starting to really care about the planet. So I feel like if you were such an advanced race, you'd like, if life is so rare, if you found it, you wouldn't just annihilate the planet for your own being, right?
Man, that's a good point that I've never heard brought up before, because everyone always says, oh, they'd either come to destroy, they'd come to talk. But it's like, yeah, if it's that hard to find, like if it's that hard for us to find, why wouldn't you? You would be like...
You'd treasure it. You wouldn't destroy it.
Well, I think it was Carl Sagan, like the astrophysicist, the most famous one. Well, not the most, but like the most personal one, I think.
Yeah.
He said that human life is to continue to exist like far into the future, we cannot stay on Earth.
No.
Because it's just the inevitable of every planet to ever exist eventually annihilates itself in some way. So I feel like these people who are now, they've lost their planet and they are now intergalactic species that just come around. They're not harvesting planets. They're finding a planet and they're taking.
Colonizing.
Because they would know the precise like ratio of how much to take and how much to give. So they like don't put the planet off balance.
Yeah.
I feel like they could do so much scientifically, like change the like electromagnetic sphere of an Earth. Like, because Earth has that, and that's what gives life. I feel like they could like manipulate the poles to like make that on planets, and they would terraform planets for their own being.
Dude, I watched a thing with Tesla, who said we could terraform Mars, no problem. Drop some atomic weapons on Mars, and we would create an atmosphere.
Yeah, you said you could. Yeah, you could do it over a couple hundred years or something. Yeah. You give it enough of an atmosphere to be able to at least go down there with some type of breathing apparatus and live somewhat. Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never heard that theory.
Yeah.
Tesla,
fucking... No, what's his name? Elon Musk or whatever. He's the founder of Tesla. But yeah, he was saying that. It's fucking cool. Man, it's so weird, though. I read a cool thing with...
I'll tighten that. It might be too loose.
Edward Snowden, like the guy who did all the WikiLeaks shit in the U.S.
Yeah.
He was talking to... Fuck, was it Neil deGrasse Tyson? Maybe. I can't remember. But his thing was they were talking about why we haven't found any kind of fucking signals, right? Like radio waves or anything. And then his answer to that was, he said that like with how we're going, how we're encrypting everything and hiding all messages. He goes, if any kind of plant, like any other species were to do that and start encrypting everything, we would probably have no idea how to pick it up from other waves. Like from galactic noise, right? Like we would have no, if it's like their encryption
could be a message.
So good.
It could just be
nothing.
The sound
of space, we don't even have the anything to process it. So there'd be such a small window in time where civilization was sending out these encrypted messages to catch, right? And then Neil deGrasse Tyson had a good point. He's like, that's if all of them had the same privacy issues we do. Right, but
they probably don't.
But it's crazy, right? So, like, it's hard.
Like, here's where a conspiracy comes into play in that, because they say you saying that we haven't received alien signals. I just watched Alien Files Unsealed, and there was an episode of...
Gives the binary code burnt into his eyes, that one?
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, but let's talk about that one another time. I don't know. That one's tough to believe, but...
That one's a little strange.
They said they have radio telescopes, and they will pick up foreign signals, and they will report them as extraterrestrial, and they will be blacklisted. You'll never hear about them. Like, that's like part of the alien conspiracy cover-up, that they're receiving signals at an alarming rate, but they just cover them up and never release to the public.
I don't understand.
Phone right there.
To me, it's why? I didn't understand why that needs to be hidden. And to me, it would flip religion for me. Like, it would flip religion on its head.
That's the only thing that makes any type of sense is, they wouldn't release it. They wouldn't just put a bombshell and release it because they say it will cause chaos. But like most people or average people, like average intelligence, would probably accept it. But I think the majority of the population is below average. So
you got to think of the Muslim, start freaking the Muslim out. Race and stuff like that. How many people follow
their religion?
Race. Religion, race. That's pretty close.
We do not support conspiracy. Previous comment of Muslim religion, race.
But I'm saying there's so many of them that are so deep into their religion that if you were to tell them that, there is no God, there is other life on other planets, here's one of them, their fucking head would probably
explode. I really feel like in order for the human race to move forward as like a united Earth, something like this has to happen. There has to be like an alien encounter where the United Nations all sit down and there's like a big thing. It's fully televised. The whole world sees it. Like, you guys aren't alone. Stop fighting your war. I think it would unify the whole Earth better if there was like... I want to say alien threat because I think the government in some way would, especially the United States, would say it's the war on aliens now. Like, it's just our planet and like, you know?
Yeah. Of course they would. Oh, God.
Especially that's Trump. A whole other thing.
Especially
man.
If Trump became president.
Build a wall in the atmosphere.
Let's not go that way.
Huge.
Let's not go that way right now. That's a whole other way.
I'd like to think we're definitely not alone in the universe. You know, our solar system, probably alone.
I think that we might be a lot more advanced than... I think there's other life on other planets in our solar system.
Man, what's that one on Saturn's moon, Ceres or whatever?
Jupiter's
moon.
Titan. Yeah.
Ocean under the ice floor.
But it's ocean of methane.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But
cow farts.
Cow farts. Coming back to the acid thing, life on Earth exists with like CO2 and like hydrogen and oxygen, right?
Yeah.
So life on another planet could easily develop in a whole different circumstances
where
of
only
elements.
It can live off whatever, just hydrogen or hydrogen and something else.
But I think what I've heard before is the possibility for life is everywhere, but the conditions for life to be sparked into existence are so rare. That's
so,
what they say.
So far,
right?
From what we've detected.
And we're only like 50 years in, really.
Could you imagine if like later, like a couple of years from now, we find out that like our solar system is just a rare solar system and like we're just like one planet with a whole bunch of dead planets around us, whereas other solar systems are just like a bustling community of like, you know, 7 or 8 like life booming planets.
Well, that's the thing, man, is the Milky Way galaxy isn't that, like, we're not that big compared to some other galaxies.
Okay, well, let's do a quick Google search. Milky Way galaxy, number of stars. Is it in the millions or billions?
I'm going to go ahead and say billions? Right now, probably, for sure.
Internet's going a little slow for me.
I don't have to. I'm trying to look something up here. There was another article I read when you were talking about like global unity, and it had something to do. It was talking about one of those guys. Oh, what the fuck did he do? He's some millionaire, and he bought a ticket, one of the tourist tickets to space, and it changed
100 billion stars.
It's right, crazy,
and we're not even that big,
unfathomably big. 100 billion.
You can't even think, honestly, to try and think of what 100 billion looks like. I can't. I can't even imagine what a billion looks like of anything. That is such a large amount.
Okay, let's do a quick, some quick math. So we got 10 bill. I can't even put that many numbers on my phone calculator, I don't think.
It'd probably take a long time to put that many zeros. No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
No, nine zeros?
One calculation.
10 billion. Let's say 0.01% have a possible habitable planet.
Let's go 0.001.
Oh,
point for all the 0.001.
Wait, I got another number that's about to blow it out of the water.
Okay.
So they say that this is 100 billion or guesses that are saying that it's either the size of our sun or bigger.
Okay, for this.
It's either the size of our, so we're guessing off what we can see.
Yeah.
Which is either the size of our sun or bigger.
Yeah.
So they're saying the number is probably upwards of 400 billion.
Okay, well, for the scope of this, let's just go with 100 billion.
Okay. 100 billion.
So 0.001% is 10 million possible planets that are in the habitable zone. We're making up our own science here, but that seems like a pretty, like...
It's pretty close, yeah. Your number seems
And say good. Of that, let's say 0.01 again.
0.01, yeah.
Well, I did point. Okay, so 100,000.
Yeah.
Or if you do another zero, 10,000.
So 10,000 habitable planets.
How many of those habitable planets have developed intelligent life?
0.001
again. If we do with those numbers, like super low, that's 100 advanced civilizations only.
But still,
that's ours. That's still a fucking.
You gotta think our galaxy is compared to what we think is big is huge. It's huge, and we haven't seen the other. Arms of our galaxy, right?
Well, yeah, we've mapped
the other side.
We've mapped our galaxy.
We've mapped it,
but you can't see far enough to tell what's there. You can just tell the star. You can't tell really what's.
So it's like you wouldn't be able to see if there's intelligent life or anything. They might be looking back at us doing the same thing from the other side of the galaxy. Could be another 100 million years.
Here's the thing with that, and that's why I think it's so hard to find intelligent life is because the distance, as we know, as the straight line distance as we see it, without wormholes and shit, is way too far. If a civilization sent something a million years ago, it still might not be here. That type of signal. That's what I'm saying. If these civilizations have their planets been destroyed and now they're jumping and they're jumping through wormholes through the galaxy and they're sending out signals every time they jump, the probability of them jumping close enough to us to send a signal to get to Earth is probably still
staggering.
So low.
Yeah.
That's if they don't know we're already here. If they know we're here and they're jumping through wormholes back and forth,
they can probably send it towards us.
They're either sending it right now or we're never hearing about it as a general public.
Yeah, stupid.
So, I don't know.
I wish we could get a hard facts line to what the truth is.
The one thing I'm waiting for, wouldn't that be the answer?
Wouldn't that be the answer?
Let's pick up the phone. Let's go on to the hard facts line here.
We didn't know, tell me what the truth is.
Are we alone?
Can someone tell me?
That would be awesome. You know what else I want to do on this podcast? I've been looking into getting a ham radio, and you can talk to the International Space Station with one.
Can you?
Only while it's in the sky above you. So how awesome would that be?
How many people are trying to do that?
I don't know.
How many people have ham radios?
How many people have ham radios? Fucking small. Let's do the math. If there's 6 billion people on Earth, okay, let's say 0.01 people have ham radios.
Okay, let's cut it. Let's go 100 people in the valley have a ham radio.
Yeah, okay.
How many people are trying to get there? Do they answer calls? I don't know.
Apparently you can talk to them and they'll fucking talk to you.
But
you only got them for about 5 minutes, they say.
That would be sweet to get them on the podcast.
How cool would that be?
Oh, there must be a way to look that up and see when it would be going on.
Because that could be our hard facts line. If we could get it and then we could...
give us some answers quick.
Yeah.
We got on the window. What do you see?
That's really your best first choice, even though they probably sworn to secrecy if they can, because all these old astronauts are now coming forward. People have been in space and they're saying they're given their testimony of they've seen UFOs exist. We see them on a regular basis. We're not alone. So all these high ranking admirals in the Air Force and all these people who have flown with them are finally coming forward and saying there is, because they were sworn to secrecy for 25 years or whatever. And now they're finally all those. That's why the Alien Files Unsealed has been released, all those files. And they made a documentary of it.
Fuck, man,
and there's all these interviews of these Air Force pilots fighting the Foo Fighters in World War II.
Yeah.
They were these glowing ball orbs, and they would just fly everywhere, and they were commonly known as the Foo Fighters. They were UFOs. They never ever found out what they were. It was just kind of swept under the rug. No one really knows about it unless you're kind of reading about aliens.
Whew. Man, there's so much weird shit like that too. You know what though? What would really do it for me is
I'd have to have an encounter of the first kind.
I don't need.
That's
just
what I'd have to do to believe.
I need to. I just need to see some weird lights. I never have. I've never had that weird of experience, and I'm someone who would. I just want to believe so bad.
So me too. I'm right. I believe, but I want to believe more. I want to believe the reality that they're
we're ready.
I had a weird experience in Main Island with your safety lift instructor. when we were working together?
I don't remember if you told me or not.
No, we were out in the deck. What was his name again?
Ross. Roy.
No, this is both wrong.
McGillicuddy?
That's pretty close.
But Rick.
No.
Ross.
No.
All right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But we were standing out in the deck, and Main Island's a tiny little island. It's totally hippie, right? Like, no lights around. It's dark. So we're out in the deck having a smoke, and I noticed that there was a bright orange light in the sky. And
Terry.
It looked real close to me. So like, I gave him a tap and was like, hey, man, like, look at that. And so he looked away, and gave it a double take, and was like, man, I don't know what the fuck that is. So I saw one bright light. He says that he saw three little lights in a triangle close together. But now what weirded me out was that it flew pretty much right over our heads. Not going that fast, but there was no noise. Not a sound, man. It was dead silent. Because I was listening for it. You'd hear a plane. You'd eventually hear the plane.
No, yeah. That's a common trait of UFO sightings.
Man, it was dead silent. Nothing. No noise. And that's what weirded me out. Was like, I can't hear it. I watched it go by. I was listening. I was like, fuck, man, there was nothing.
That's weird, man.
Because they say UFOs are, they spin on like counter-rotating magnetic discs, which gives them like their anti-gravitational lift. So I guess there would be no threat. There'd be no engine noise.
Yeah.
Or next, if it was really, really close, maybe you hear like the spinning or something. But
something fucking crazy. Oh, you know what? That's weird because we heard some hunting the other day, man. We got fucking freaked the fuck out.
Oh, man. That's a little too heavy for me.
We were hiking back. Well, it was weird how the wind kicked up so fucking hard. And honestly, it sounded like we were in the fucking eye of a hurricane all of a sudden. And there was these fucking squealing noises in the woods and shit.
Man.
And I didn't even put it together now. And like, we were walking and we instantly just sat down with our guns. Like, we were just like,
dude, we were giving each other the looks like, what the fuck is that noise?
Spinning around.
You were there too?
It was me and him, yeah.
I was spinning around with my gun because I.
It was, oh man.
There was like this, like,
my mind. Voice. It was some weird ass fucking noises.
Man, it was weird. And I just gave myself chills.
You guys are lucky, you know why? You had your rifles.
We did.
Because aliens can shut down any type of digital or electronic device. But mechanical devices such as like gunpowder and stuff would be your only defense.
Well, man, we had some pretty powerful weapons with us.
I just honestly gave myself shivers because it was such a weird experience because the wind was going pretty good. Like, it was a pretty windy day.
But when that happened,
it was like we were in a hurricane, man. It was just whipping around us so hard.
Were you in the woods? Can you not see up?
We were
in the woods. We were on a little path. Man.
It was the trees were really tall on either side of us and like really high shrub bushes thick.
Yeah. So you could only see directly above.
Directly
and
above
maybe
us.
Maybe like 10 feet into the bush.
And 10 feet in the bush and then nothing. And man, I didn't even think about it like that. And now that you just said that, like they're spinning, you'd hear that disc. Like it was definitely this weird ass, like.
I kept thinking. And I'd be kept like, thinking
how long did
it
last for?
A while. A couple minutes. I kept thinking in my head when we were ducking down, is somebody in the bushes scraping metal on metal?
That's what he
I
said
kept
after,
fucking
too.
Fucking thinking it, man.
It sounded like someone was scraping metal.
It sounded like someone was scraping metal.
That's so weird, man.
Holy fuck, that just blew my own mind.
Yeah, we had a fucking...
That's the first kind.
I've had a fucking alien experience, man. It was definitely fucking super weird, actually.
It was
now that I think about
incredibly weird.
See, it doesn't have to be actual alien, but it's unidentified something and... unexplainable.
I never put it together until you said it'd be like maybe some metal discs, and I was like,
it could be the sound of like the metal spinning, and I was like,
that was just like what happened to us.
Yeah,
that was so weird. And man, these bushes were blowing this like to the left. The bushes on our right were blowing to the right. And
you're
it was
right.
Like,
you're right in a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way: we were staring at each other, so like. If you were looking behind me, you can look down the path. I can look down the path this way. Shrubs on both sides. We were looking in the noise. Like, it'd be like metal sounds over here. And then it'd be like, oh, fuck.
Metal sounds.
Something else over here. Back. Back. Like, we were both like, sorry.
In the mic.
We were both like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it was weird, man.
And okay, were you guys hunting up by Brendan Mines by any chance?
No. Close. Oh, I got some weird stuff for Brendan Mines.
That's what I'm saying. There is a giant gate there. It says authorized personnel only, no trespassing, video monitored, all this crazy shit, barbed wire, razor wire, big fence.
Okay, I'll tell you, I used to work with road crews, and we have pits up there and stuff, right? And this one guy, Ken, who we should definitely have on this podcast, he'll tell us a bunch of weird stories about Brendan Mines. He thinks they're doing weather, fucking some weird weather shit up there. One time, we parked there for lunch, right? We just parked by that gate with the fence, and a fucking SUV rolled up with security that jumped out and was like, what are you guys doing here? Like, why are you here? And we're like, oh, like we're in a road, like fucking road construction crew truck, right? And we're just like, oh, we're just taking coffee. And they're like, don't park here. Go park somewhere else. And then they fucking went back in, shut the gate, and drove off. And that's weird. We should maybe, let's try to get, throughout this podcast, let's try to get to the bottom of what, in fact, is at Brendan Mines.
Okay, I've heard the rumor that Brendan Mines is being a NORAD installment.
That's what I've heard, too.
A NORAD installment?
Like the North American, like the defense for missiles and shit?
Yeah.
But like there's like a main base that was like Boulder, Colorado or something. But there's all like sub bases all the way like through Canada up to Alaska, like because of the Cold War, the Russians were supposed to come over. So they put this like long range defense system in, but they never told people the installments. And that's what I thought it was. Never can't be sure. Never know maybe. But
yeah, I'd be.
It's weird how see what it is. It's weird how it's just like it's in like an obvious place. So you can just drive off the road and it's right there.
Man, it's
on the U-turn route, and then it's just another right, and it's like the gate is right there with all these signs and shit.
No, that is a little strange.
There was a sign. Okay,
it makes me so bad want to do a night mission and just try and just see if you can get there. You may never come back out.
Who knows, man? It could be shoot to kill.
No, here, there's no way to kill. We'll tell everyone. We'll make an announcement.
Why? How do you know?
Okay, you know what's weird though? Up that you just said that. Because I used to be in charge of hanging a wildlife fence, right? Like when the wildlife fence would go down the highway. And right by there on the like the left side, you can take one of those pull out where your brakes are gone. You go up emergency routes, right? Okay. If your brakes go, you go up the hill. Runaway lane. That's what it's called. And it goes up the hill a little bit and the wildlife fence goes there. And there's another fence like 10 feet off the wildlife fence that's part of Brendan Mines. And there was a trespassers will be shot. 100%. And we always thought it was a joke that someone just put it up there. But there's 100% a sign that says that.
Trespassers will be shot.
Will be shot.
Exactly. So I'm sure there might have been other people.
Because here's the thing.
Sure, other people have gone.
Here's the best way for us to do a night mission. 100%. Winter, snowfall, like a nice snowfall, not too hard. We get some snowshoes. We get crazy carpets because of that like hill. There's that hill there. We just jump the fence and we say we wanted to go sledding.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the best way.
That's the thing, though, man.
Like, I've been living here my whole life. I see this pristine hill. I just want to slide down it.
How many times have you ever seen, in the winter, how many times have you drove past it and seen sled marks in that?
I've never seen a mark on that hill.
I've seen lights on the other side.
The other side is Peachline Lake.
Is it?
So you can get to it from Peachline Lake the other way. Yeah. That would be the better way to go because I think you'll walk the fence on the other side over where the mine used to be.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, man, is how many people have tried and just got shot and fucking,
well, I don't know.
I don't know if people get shot.
Man, there's a lot of people
when we were there, it looked like I thought when we had been up there and we saw that sign, I thought it looked like someone had just put that sign up there. Like it didn't look like an official sign.
That could have been it too.
Yeah. And that's what I kind of like, that's what I thought then. And I've always kind of had like that weird thing with the security having a Brendan Mines and then that like, Ken's a funny guy because Ken loves like aliens and this shit too. And I would always kind of just like feed that to Ken, like, fuck man, there's a shot. There you are doing weather control up there, man. And because Ken always says that he'll go up there on a bluebird day and he goes, a storm will hit faster than you can believe. And he's like, it's just on you. And the worst spot's always Brendan Mines. Like it's just. It's like flash
the way
freeze.
If the weather is like it could just be a microclimate right there,
and
right?
The way the valley shifts, like it's it does hit up there too.
Yeah, it's a big valley, man.
That's what he's convinced of, that they're doing some sort of weather controls. We should try, man. I'm sure there's some sort of phone number for Brendan Mines, like whatever's up there, whatever's fenced. I'm sure there's some sort of number we can try to call and be
just
like
pry in a bit.
Yeah, be like, yo, can we have a tour of the facility? Like we're
taxpaying residents.
You know, we're part of a conspiracy group and
I don't. Maybe we shouldn't.
Can't tell them that. They'll never let you in.
We're alien theorists.
I mean, micro cameras, like on your pin or something. Yeah. Or
there. I just whatever with us first eye account. Like I'm pretty. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna embellish the story on this. Yeah, so why? If we go in there,
if we were to go in, I would tell the God honest truth.
If we happened,
if something crazy happened,
I'm super weirded out by our fucking what happened to us hunting.
It's weird because that is the type of encounter. Like so many, if you search Google right now and say alien abductions, and you get like the details of each one, it's either you're in the backwoods, like alone or with like two or three people, or you're in your house like dead asleep. Like there's no other, like not midday in a park all of a sudden, oh, you get shot up into the sky.
And you know what? It was just about sundown. It was getting dark.
Probably perfect time for UFO to come flying in.
And that really weirds me out.
It does. And we were up there. We were almost by Crystal Mountain.
Yeah, and getting up there.
So that's weird. It was windy. So I'm going to say I didn't see anything, but just with what you said.
The
like,
anti-conspirist would say you just got caught in a freak storm.
Yeah, freak
world. What explains the noise?
You know what's really strange?
That's always weird.
Is you wonder what happened that same day? Do you remember when we walked out to that lookout that you could see the lake and the highway? And then we started walking back and we heard that fucking noise that we both just turned and ran back to that peak to see what it was, and there was nothing.
It sounded like a, I don't know, that was a weird sound too.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
And I didn't think anything of it because when you're hunting, you're like so in tune to like listening for sounds. Like
you listen to the animals.
I was just like, something must be there, right? But when we got there, I couldn't pinpoint. Like I've heard trees falling, I've heard stuff crash through bush, and I know what that sounds like.
You know the calls of the animals too.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything, man. I don't know.
No, it was weird, too. It was like a really big bang, like a really loud bang.
But not a gunshot.
Not a gunshot. No. It was, it sounded more like a car crashing into a tree. If that's like,
if any, I don't know, man. It's such a hard sound.
It was. It was weird.
Recollect now.
That's what I would say. A car crashing into a tree or like an ATV.
And then it was not like what? 30 minutes later that experience happened to us with the wind and shit. Yeah,
it was weird. That's weird.
It is weird.
I never even thought of it. Never would have thought of it.
Well, can't go hunting there now.
That's where hunting's off.
That's alien zone right there.
Vegetarian.
No. Oh my God. That's terrifying.
That is weird.
That shit happens all the time. And people say their accounts and it's just brushed aside as just another, you're on drugs or something.
Well, I wasn't on drugs.
Exactly. Well,
on drugs at the time either.
It's a tough.
If you were to have any credible story, like I was abducted and you were like so convincing in your story and like scared when you told it and like just there's no way you could be lying.
People would still
say like, oh, you must have been having like, some rare form of epilepsy or something.
You must be depressed. You must be making
That's the one
out.
I've heard too. Some rare form of epilepsy gives you these visions, like crazy visions that you think are real. But I've never heard any other truth other than someone just telling me that. So I have no idea. And it just can't, like, it can't be, because there's thousands and thousands of cases. If you search it in Google, there's, like, this pop up everywhere.
Man, that's so weird. I'm going to try to look up more UFOs in our area and see what other,
like, let's dig into it a bit.
Let's try to dig up that
Corrine, or whatever her name is.
Karina.
Yeah. Let's try to get in contact
with
her.
Let's at least get a phone call from her.
Yeah.
Or with her or something.
That we can record and play it. Podcast or whatever. 100%. No, I don't want a phone call.
I would love it in person.
I need a face-to-face with her.
Well, I mean, we could try and get her on, but...
First, in person, phone call second, I guess, but I would love to see... Does she even live here anymore? Who knows?
Maybe.
Story's from, I think, like 08 or something.
Can we put that out? Maybe we just put that out on, like, Castnet or something. Wanted... Anything with any close encounter stories or anything.
Ooh, that's genius.
That would be cool. Because not only would we get people who have like legit experiences like we just had, but we'd also get like legit fucking weird people.
You get a good mix of both, probably.
Which would either way make for a great podcast.
Yeah. Either way.
Let's always try to limit this podcast to us three and one other, I guess.
A guest, I think.
Okay. This is ATT is Umiza.
I like it.
And we have another podcast, the What's the Meaning of This, where if you, by the time you listen to this, if you've listened to any of those, turns into an absolute shit show with more than three or four guys.
The cast got to be three or it just gets out of control. It gets too fun. Too it's really fun.
A lot of fun, but
to listen to, I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out soon.
It's more freewheeling. This one's more a little more structured. I like it.
Directed, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we obviously, for one people with this. Who are outside Canada, if you ever listen to this, we live in the Pacific Northwest, which is Bigfoot country, so we'll definitely have to touch on some Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's an alien. Is that Chewbacca?
Yeah.
What are we running at? We almost ready to wrap this one up, you think?
Yeah, it's a little late. We're going to work tomorrow.
That's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
A pretty good intro episode.
Yeah.
That's not bad. We touched on some pretty fucking
touched on a lot of points that we go into a lot more detail.
We found out that we've had a fucking encounter of some kind. I'm going to say this. It definitely was weird. Like, now that we're talking about this, am I going to chalk it up to alien right away? No, because I need to see something. There was, like, my other senses were tripping out. My hearing and, like, I was definitely scared. And there was definitely some weird noises that I could not.
I don't know, metal on metal.
That's what it sounded like. Metal
on
metal.
In the bush too. It was metal on metal, man.
And it was weird. And
fuck, that was strange.
But I didn't see anything. Like, I saw the wind blowing everywhere. It was kind of weird because we were like right in a spot, and it was tight. Like, it was probably like 30 foot spiral around us. Like, it was just weird, man.
That's crazy.
It was strange. Remember when we first started hearing it? And we were sitting and we were both like. Watching in that bush, let me ask you something. Did you think that you saw anything that might have been moving a little fast?
I think you saw
something.
Because every now and then,
look again and it was gone.
What happens is sometimes squirrels get me with that. Yeah. With that shit all the time.
I think you start reaching if you start trying to rethink the memory.
Well, that's the I need to be tight. I'm not going to confirm any eye sightings in the bush because if I saw something, I'd fucking say I saw something.
Well, that's the thing is
I don't know.
I remember looking and there was a few times that it'd be like, you know, you catch something that's not normal to just the average branch blowing in the wind or something and you give it a look and then you're like, oh, no, there's nothing there.
It sounds like
you just saw it.
My point of view on that one would be if it was something, it was like a small UFO just out of sight that was causing that kind of crazy noise.
Yeah.
If it was anything aliens. Because anything natural, I'm trying to think what it could be, and I don't know.
Yeah.
You're in like a weird valley and it starts swirling. But
you know what's weird, though, too? I was we had just stopped on the edge as the thicket. We were almost back at the car, and I did a couple extra deer calls right on the edge. And then it was just like I did 2-3 calls and then it was just like boom. Fucking wind. And we're like, what's going on?
Maybe here's another okay, I'm gonna take it a little farther now. You made those calls, it was parked. It was on the ground and that car they got back in and fucking took off. Maybe. And that's why you didn't see it. It flew low above the tree line and away from you This is not reaching at all because I think it really could be like an active camouflage type of reflection on it.
Oh,
why not? If we can do it with cars and stuff, why couldn't they do it with their UFO?
Yeah. They do it.
Anyways, for next week, what are we thinking?
Next week, I don't know. Let's do a special 9/11.
9/11 for next week?
Let's pound that out right of the way. Let's get into let's do that one because that's going to come up eventually.
So it's not alien, but conspiracy nonetheless.
We're just doing conspiracy then? Okay.
Yeah.
That one, like, in my
okay,
mind,
well, let's do that as a side note, the 9/11, and let's focus on, because I got,
should we
I
wait?
Mean, I got a
let's
lot of
Let's wait
things.
Until next 9/11, and if we'll try to keep doing them, and if we're doing
them,
we'll
do a special. Yeah, because we missed it.
We just missed it, yeah.
And the thing with 9/11 is, it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's just like,
no, it's
a fact. The conspiracy is, how did it happen, and like, what, like that. Go dig that way. But.
And how does no one care anymore?
But let's stick with aliens. Next 9/11, we'll still be doing this. We'll have some good facts, and we're going to bust that thing wide open.
So for next...
We'll have the hard line.
We'll have the hard line. Some of those call in and give us
a little... Next podcast, let's try and get... I mean, I like that idea for putting out an ad.
Well, today we talked about Are We Alone? Gave a couple of stories.
Yeah.
Now let's go a little more conspiracy side next week. We'll come up with something. I got a couple notes. So.
Okay. Yeah, I got a few more. I mean, we only touched on really
one of mine. We could talk more about the Blue Planet Project, and we could talk about the aliens, different kinds of aliens, and kind of get into a little bit about them.
We're good at just like having some off topics and this kind of
free flow. So you know what? Expect more of the same. A little different. Same, but different.
There you go.
Next week. Anyone got a special way? Should we sign this thing out?
Yeah, let's play the tune.
Play a tune
just
and
listen to the what should we say?
And listen to the theme song.
And okay, and remember, look to the skies.
Yeah, I like it.
There we go.
Look to the skies. Look to the skies. Signing off.